Today's Shir Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Dalad. We will begin on Daf Kuf Gimel on the base, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisma. Gedolah L'gima. If we serve guests food, Shechika Shtei Mishpachas Mishrael. Amar Amayev are prohibited from joining Klal Yisrael because they didn't greet Klal Yisrael when Klal Yisrael needed food. Shnema, as the pasuk says, Aldvar Ashlekid Meschem Belechem Amay. They weren't there to greet us as we were passing by for with any food. And from here we learn how important it is to offer hospitality to people who are traveling. These two families were excluded from Klal Yisrael because they didn't do that hospitality. The Ramban says that the lack of hospitality displayed by these people was particularly bad because they were descendants of Lot, and we know that Avram Avinu rescued Lot from captivity. He rescued Lot from Sodom, and they should have shown some compassion towards Klal Yisrael in gratitude for what Klal Yisrael, for what Avram Avinu did for their forefather. So explains the Margolis Hayom that although the Torah says that the primary reason that they're excluded from Klal Yisrael is because of the lack of hospitality, the Pasuk also speaks about the fact that they hired Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. So he explains that for what they wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, that they had money. They didn't have money. They didn't want to spend money to offer food to Klal Yisrael. And explains the Ramban. The Ramban says that the fact that the lack of hospitality is attributed to Ammon, because he says that it was only Ammon that didn't show hospitality. Mayav was not guilty with that. So explains the Ramban, the Pasuk should be understood. Ammon is not allowed to join Klal Yisrael because of the lack of hospitality, and Mayav is not allowed to join Klal Yisrael because they hired Bilam. The Rasha disagrees. The Rasha says that Mayav also didn't provide food for Klal Yisrael, and therefore Mayav has both of these issues why he should not be accepted into Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan today says a different comment regarding serving food. Shemarchekas is a krivim. It makes people who are close distant. Makarvas is a rechaikim, and people who are distant become close. Malemis ayim and rishoyim. It makes that people who are rishoyim should be not punished. Mashu shchina al neviyeh habal. And even the neviyeh habal have the shchina because of it. Veshigasoi oilazodin, says the Gemara. Rechekas is a krivim, Ma'amon Amayev, as we just identified. Ammon Amayev were actually related to Klal Yisrael, but because of this behavior, they may not join Klal Yisrael. Bekrevas is rechaikim. Where do we see that it brings closer people who are not actually connected to us? Says the Gemara, Meyisroi. That we see from what happened. That way we see what happened with Yisroi. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, the schar that Yisroi said to his daughters, Krona lo v'yoichal lechem, he told when Moshe Rabbeinu met the daughters of Yisroi, he encouraged them to invite Moshe to his home. And because of this behavior, Zochu b'nei bono v'yoshu b'lishus agazes, his descendants were in the leadership of Klal Yisrael, they sat in the lishus agazes. Shenemam u'mishpachay soy from Yosh v'Yavis tarasim shematim suchosim heima kinim aboyim v'chamas avi beis rochav. They were kinim are Yisrael's descendant. Ksiv hasam b'nei kaini chaysim Moshe olam yer tamarim es b'nei Yehuda midba Yehuda asher b'negev arod v'yelech v'yeshiv esam. And they went and they sat with the leadership of Klal Yisrael. Malemes Ayim and Rishoyim. Where do we see that as we've discussed in our previous year, that even people who are Rishoyim, because of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu ignores their terrible behavior, that we learn from Micha. As we learned that even though Micha had made the Pesel Micha, but because he had been generous to people who came to visit him, because of that, he was not punished. He was not destroyed. Masha Shkina Novi Abal, Mechaveroi Shal Eda HaNovi. When Yeravim became Melech of a Klai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Idoi HaNovi to Beisel. There, he put up an eagle for Avodah Zarah, and he was told that say Nevuah about the issues that will happen because of the Avodah Zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him while he was there, he should not eat or drink. And there was a Navi Sheker that told Ida HaNavi that Hashem had told him that he should eat and drink. Ida HaNavi accepted what he was told and he ate. And after he ate and drank, the Navi Sheker began to say in the Vuod, the Ksiv, V'hiyem Yoshmal Shuch V'dvar Hashem HaNavi Sheh Shivai. So we see that this Navi Sheker was able to have a ruach nevuah because he had served somebody food. If somebody doesn't serve somebody food, even if it was b'shoigig, it's considered like he did the avera b'mezid. Where do we see that? It says the Yudam Rav, Emoli Hovei Yonison the David. If Yonison would have escorted David when David went off on his way, and he would have given him shtei kikros lechem, he would have given him two loaves of bread. The city of Noiv Ir Kahanim would not have been destroyed. And Doig HaDomi, who was the one that spoke the Lashon Hara, as we discussed the whole parsha of the Noiv Kahanim, he was one that reported to Shaul what happened. And Shaul and his family would not have been wiped out. And all of that could have easily been avoided if he would just give him some food. Says the Gemara, the Braisa says that Ochas and Achiyazar Achazoyo don't have Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, so if that's the case, why is Ochas not included in the Mishnah as one of the individuals that ain't chelik Olam Haba? Says the Gemara, Amar Yirme Ba'abab Nei Shemuto Be'Shnei Tzdikim. He was sandwiched between two great tzaddikim, Ben Yonason, who was his father, and L'Chizkiyo, who was his son. And therefore, even though he wasn't deserving of Olam Haba, because where he was in the Yichus line, he is not mentioned. We find that he was embarrassed from Yishayo. Shenema, when Rotzen Melech Aram and Fakach Ben Remalia Melech Yisrael came to hold battle with Ochaz Melech Yehuda, Hashem sent Yeshaya to tell him that he shouldn't be worried about them. V'yom Hashem al Yeshaya, tzeinu l'kroz achaz, at v'shayosha bincha, el tzei talas abrecha hel yoyno, el mesila stei koivis. My koivis, ikadamri, the kevshini l'ape v'cholav, he covered his face, and that's how he passed Yeshayo, that Yeshayo should not see him. Koivis is loshen koivish, to cover. Ikadamri, he put a basket over his head, so the basket has holes, so he could see and be able to walk. But on the other hand, Yeshaya would not be able to see him. The Ein Al Yos says that the Gemara is using the example of a kivus, which has to do with laundry, to show that he was washing himself. He's trying to wash himself out of embarrassment from Yeshaya, that Yeshaya wouldn't recognize his averus. Says the Gemara, why now, ask the Gemara, why is Oman not included in the list of kings that don't have Olam Haba? Says the Gemara, because Ashio was his son. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that somebody's son could help him, so ask the Gemara, so Menashe should not be included in the list either. Chizkiyo was his father, And Chizkiyahu, we know, as we've been learning, it was a tzaddik. Answers the Gemara, Barah mezaka Abba, Abba le mezaka Barah. A tzaddik could help his father who's a Rasha. And therefore Yeshiyahu, who was a tzaddik, could help Amon, who was a Rasha, even though he was his father. But a father does not have the ability to save a son from Gehenim. The Ksiv Ein Miyadei Matzel, Ein Avram Matzel Shmuel. We don't find that Avram has the ability to save Yishmael, even though Yishmael was a son. Ein Yitzchak Matzel Esav, and Yitzchak did not have the ability to save Esav, his son. So the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, that a father has the obligation to raise a son. And if a father raises a son, and the son does something right, that's why if the son does something right, the father gets credit. But if the father doesn't go the other way. The simple pshat, which Rav Shlomo Kluger suggests, is that father brought the son to the world. So whatever the son does, the father gets credit. The son does not bring the father to the world. Here's another pshat that I saw, is that a father recognizes and doesn't have a problem doing something on behalf of his son. But sons always think that whatever they're doing on behalf of the father is more than they're obligated to do. So Gemara says that the son can't help the father. But a father is willing to give up everything in his life. A father is willing to give up everything in his life on behalf of his children. The Rav Hutna used to say that the Gemara often, when it speaks about a father and a son relationship, the Gemara says, Bro kara davua. A son is the legs of the father. What does that mean? So Rav Hutna used to explain that we know that the difference between a person while he's alive versus when he's not alive, while he's alive, he's called a mahalich. He's called somebody that is able to go. As he does mitzvahs, he moves ahead in life. A person who's no longer alive is called an oimid. He's no longer able to do anything. But if we have children who, even after the parents are not here, continue to do what's right, and the Gemara just says, Barah mezaka Abba. So he says that the son is the leg of the father. And after a person is no longer alive, the son, by him doing the right thing, gives the father legs to keep on going further. There's a very famous Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, the Pasuk says, V'sirch Hashem l'toyve v'pri bitnecha. Says the Chassam Sofer, that the Rambam says, Asher misha kolav yama b'mehera. Actually, a person should finish his life quickly, do what he's supposed to do, what he came to this world for, and then move on. But why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us arichas yamim? V'sircha Hashem alakecha b'fri bitnecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'sircha will leave us in this world b'fri bitnecha, on behalf of our children, that we can help them grow. That's what he says, the Pasuk says, V'avram zokin ba b'yamim. All the days that Avram Avinu had in this world, all those days he was here because he was here to help his children. And that's what Pshat the Pasuk says, Hashem Berech Zakol, B'kol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berech Avram gave Avram a bracha. The kol is B'gematria Ben. The bracha that a father can have, and that's why we are here, is that we should live life to have a positive influence on our children. And that's why I saw there's a minig that many people have, that in Rosh Chodesh after Hallel, they say this pasuk of Avram Zokin Baba Yomer Hashem Berech Avram B'kol. So I saw that every Rosh Chodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu re-examines, should we remain in this world? Are we accomplishing what we are supposed to accomplish? So we say this pasuk of Avram Zokin Baba Yomer. The pasuk which we just learned indicates that we're here in this world in order to positively influence our children. And therefore, because of that, Hashem should give us life to be able to accomplish that. But now I saw that the Rajbo asks, if that's the case, that Abba le mezaka Barah, a father can't help children, only children can help a father, So if that's the case, why do we say always Zechus Ovis? He says that the Zechus Ovis that the Gemara is speaking about is only Ba'olam Haba. They can't be helpful. In Olam Hazeh, of course, Zechus Ovis are, the Zechus Ovis are very critical. In fact, based on this Gemara, I saw that the Sefer Nishmas Yisroel says that a father, if somebody loses a son, Rechman Tzlan, a child, Rechman Tzlan, he shouldn't be the one to say Kaddish for his lost child. Sat Rebbe used to say, a son could help a father, Bra Mezaka Abba. But Abba Le Mezaka Bra, it's not what a father could do for a child. Since it's not what a father could do for a child, a father should not say Kaddish for his son. Specifically, he goes on to explain, because the Gemara says that sometimes children are punished because of the Aveira of the father. So if somebody's child passed away, we have to be concerned that the reason he passed away is because the father was not acting, because the father wasn't acting appropriately. So he shouldn't be the one to say the Kaddish. Says the Hashta Asus Lahacha, that this not the Gemara has established this concept. Achas Nami Loyimni, why is Achas not mentioned? Mishun Kvadish Al Cheskiyo, because the covet of Cheskiyo, of his son, Abba Mazaka Barah, and of his son, and therefore he wasn't mentioned. Ask the Gemara, Manai Ma'amanu Es Yayakim, why is Yayakim Melch Yehuda not mentioned amongst the kings that don't have a share in Olam Haba? Says the Gemara, Mishum Drabchia Berebavuya. On the skull of Yaakov, it said, "Zois v'oira cheres." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he would punished, and we'll see how we learned already, we'll learn it again, was punished, and therefore he has Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, Zakenu de Rapreda, the grandfather of Rapreda, Ashka Gogolta, he found a skull, Davakoshadja Meshari Yushlaim, that was found in the Shari Yushlaim. The Ksibar on it, it said, Zois v'oira cheres. Kavra, he attempted to bury it, v'lo ikbar, and he wasn't successful. The Kavra, and he tried again, and lo ikbar, and he wasn't successful. Amma, he said, this must be Gugalolta Shal Yoyakim, he, the Ksibbe, Kfuras Chamo Yakover, Soch v'hashleich, it'll be strewn on the street. Amma, but he said to himself, the Malkohi, that Yoakim was a king, and it's inappropriate to treat his skull in such a fashion. Karch b'shroi, he wrapped it in silk, and he put it into silk material, and then he put it into his chest. Chazisa devisa, and his wife comes home, and she sees a skull in the house. Savra, so she assumed that this skull is the skull that belongs to his first wife, and he has not forgotten her, and the way he's trying to remember her is by having the skull in the home. Shadra Torah, she put on the furnace for Kalt and she burnt it. As much as they tried to preserve it, he was punished. So we see that the Gemara I saw teaches us that even though he was punished in such a horrible way, but every punishment that somebody suffers in this world has a tachlis. And the tachlis here was that even though he was horribly punished in this world, he was not punished in the next. He was not punished in the next world. So, and as the Marshal explains, he was punished twice. First, his skull was on the street, and then his skull was burnt. And the reason was, as we learned before, he had engraved on his body that the name of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, he deserved such a terrible punishment. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar, b'shvil, because Chizkiyahu said in his tefillos, Hatoiv b'necho b'sisi, he says, I always acted properly, says the Gemara, because of that, says the Gemara, Ma'ois, when he said when Yeshaya came to tell him that he'll be healed, he says, what is a sign? B'shvil ma'ois, and because he said that, anachrim achu ha'shulchanu. He was attacked by the Umas Olam. B'shvil shanachrim achu ha'shulchanu, and because he laid them have it, he treated them so respectfully, garam golos labanav. Says the Gemara, M'sayle l'cheskia, this backs up what Cheskia taught us. Dama cheskia kol m'zaman av t'chom l'tak beisoy. Whoever invites a nachri to his home, m'sham shalav, and he serves him, garim golos labanav, he brings golos to his children. Shenema b'necha sheyotzu m'mucha sheyotolid, yichu v'yisrisim b'heichem melech bavol, they will be servants in the home of bavol. The pasuk says that Baladim ben Baladim sent Sfarim and Mincha, books and a gift to Chizkiyo, and he heard, because he had heard that Chizkiyo had been sick, but he had gotten better. Says the Gemara, V'yismach aleim Chizkiyo, V'yaron kol beis t'chayis as a kesef as a zov as a besom as a shem and a taif. He showed off all of his riches to them. Amar av beis t'chayisoy, ishta hishkasa aleim. His wife was the one that served them. Shmuel Amar beis Genozov, Haralahem, he showed him all of his treasures. Rabbi Yochanan, Zion Oichel, Zion Haralahem. He showed them tremendous weapons that he had, that they could even, they were made out of metal, but they were stronger than any other metal kalim that the enemies had. Eichel, the pasuk says in Eichel, the beginning, Eichel Yashua Badod, Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nei Malok Yisrael Be'eichel. Why would Klai Yisrael punish with Eichel? They violated the 36 averus for which they are chorus in the Torah. Echa is gematria 36. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, name Malako be'alabes. Why we look in Megillas Echa, the letters are mentioned in the according to the alabes. They violated what it says in the Torah. Shnit be'alabes. Yoshua Bodod, Amar Avraham Yochanan. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Amarti. V'yishki Yisrael betev bodud ein Yaakov eretz dogma tirish af shemayim yafatol. I said that Eretz Yisrael will be very well inhabited, but now because they weighed they be half actually yibadim mishav from they will be completely isolated. Here Rabasi Amar Rava Amar Rabbi Yochanan shayim masim ktana l'gadol v'gadol ktana. What they did was that they caused that a young man should marry an old woman, and an old woman should, a young woman married an old man, and a young woman married a young man, because the semen of a young boy is not that potent, and the womb of a young woman is not able to become pregnant. And they went and they took an older woman who is able to have children, to have marry a young man who's not really able yet to have children. And the same thing, a young woman who is difficult to conceive married an older man who also has difficulty creating conception, and therefore they wouldn't have children. Ha'isa kamona, on Rav Yudah Merav, a kamona v'lo yamona mamish. It's like an amona, but not like a full-fledged amona. It's like a woman whose husband went overseas. But that the lachzaleh, Hakadosh Baruch Hu intends to bring. Baruch Hu brings them back. Will come back. So I saw that the two pshatim had to look at this. One is to look at it in a positive way. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is saying, "I will come back to Klal Yisrael." But the other way to say it is, an almana loses a husband and the almana who loses a husband will be able to marry someone else. She won't be able to marry somebody else. But I saw that Yosef Engel in a Sefer Gulyonis Hashas says that Ha'isa Kamona Rabosik Bagoyim is the word bracha. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we're like an almana, but not completely like almana, the words are bracha. They're teaching us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's not a complete klala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back. And I saw that the Sefer Talmud Akra explains, because what the Gemara means to say is that even though Klal Yisrael is unfortunately suffering, but there's still Talmidei Chachamim amongst Klal Yisrael. And because there's still Talmidei Chachamim amongst Klal Yisrael, we're not completely lost. Rabbasi v'gayim sarasim v'medinus, Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kamokam shein holchim, wherever Klal Yisrael inhabits, what happens is Nasim Sarim l'dineim, they become the most important people. There were two Jewish people that were kidnapped to Har Carmel. The kidnapper was walking behind them. One of them says to the other one, the camel that goes in front of us, Sumabaxman, is blind in one of its eyes, and it's carrying two big pitchers. One is wine and one is oil. And the two people who are leading this animal, one is a Jew and one is not. You are stubborn people. Even when you're in Golis, you treat yourself like great people. How do you know this? Gomel, a donkey, eats from the grass that's in front of it. Mitzad shiroya chelis, from the side from which it sees, does it eat? Mitzad sheinaroya, from the side that she doesn't see, enaroya chelis. So I see that it was eating from one side. That must be the side from which it could see. Tunish dey noydus ach shayim vach shemen. How do I know that? So yayim etaftif, the wine drips for shekeya, and it gets absorbed by the ground. When the oil drips, it floats on the ground. If a Nachri needs to use the facilities as he's walking, he does it in the middle of the road. Yisrael goes to the side. So this kidnapper ran after them. And he found exactly as the Yisraelim said. And he came and he kissed them, and he said, "V'vi'el beis v'aslam suda gedola." He brought them home, and he brought them, and he made them a big meal for him. Rakel of them, and he was dancing in front of them. V'ama baruch shabach b'zar shel Avram nosnu mechachmosai. He made a bracha. How Klal Yisrael shows such wisdom. Mikom akushen holchem, and wherever Klal Yisrael goes, nasim shavim ladineim. They become equal to their owners, and like that, he went home. Says the Mashah, that even when Klal Yisrael is elsewhere, the intelligence that exists by Klal Yisrael doesn't leave. And therefore, because that intelligence doesn't leave, that floats to the top. And that's what the Mashah says, is pshat when he said that they are k'shei erif, that they're stubborn. What did he mean to say that they're stubborn? Normally, somebody who's suffering loses his power. Klal Yisrael, with its stuff being stubborn, says that they don't lose that strength, and they don't lose their intelligence no matter what we have. And I saw that the chart for Rebbe says that the pshat in the Gemara is that even under trying circumstances, Klal Yisrael are still under the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why they are always on top. I saw another pshat from Rameya Shapiro, the Blinu Rav. He says, Nasa Roish, why is Klal Yisrael rewarded in such a way? Because the way Klal Yisrael acted, they said Nasa before Nishma. Because they did the right thing in saying Nasa before Nishma, that's why they are always going to have success. The Pasuk says, "Anecha bocha tifka b'layla, shtei b'chiyas alal olama." Why did they cry? It says bocha tifka twice. Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Echad HaMikdash Rishon, one is for the first Beis HaMikdash, which was destroyed. Echad HaMikdash Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed. B'layla, says the Gemara, what's pshat layla? Aliska layla, that because of what happened at night. Shinemar, the Tisakol Eidu V'yitnu is Koylam, after the Meraglim said Loshon Hara v'Yisrael, says the pasuk, "V'tisa kol eid v'yitmos kolam v'yifko am b'layla hu." Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Ois layla leil tisha b'av hayah." That night that's being referred to in the pasuk was the night of Tisha B'av. Amlem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, "Atam b'chiyah b'chisim b'chiyah shalchinam." You cry for no good reason. There's nothing to worry about entering Eretz Yisrael. We know what Tisha B'Av represents for future generations. Belaila says the Gemara, Davach Belaila, Shekol Aboicha Belaila. If somebody cries at night, Kaila Nishma, that the voice carries. And that's why what happened was that the crying was such a strong crying, the Yushlayim, the whole world cried along, as the pasuk says, Eilam Menachem. Another pshat of Ach Belaila, Shekol Belaich Belaila, whoever cries at night, Kechavim Mazolus, Baichnimai, the stars cry along. Davach Belaila, Shekol Belaich Belaila, Hashemei Koyle Baich Kenegdoi. Whoever hears him cry, as one hears the crying at night, that causes that everybody should cry alone. And as the Torah Tumim explains, sometimes there's a reason for somebody to cry, but he's strong enough to hold back his tears. But when somebody else is crying, then he can't hold back his tears. And that's what happens over here. Because Klal Yisrael cries, even others cannot hold back the tears because of Klal Yisrael's crying. And says the Mishnah wrong the same line. Says the Gemara, Ma'is b'sheches, there was a woman who was shechenta sher Gamliel, was the neighbor of Gamliel, shemes b'na, that her son passed away, and every night, she would cry over her son who passed away. Shamar Gamliel kala b'chdenegdor, Gamliel heard her voice and cried, at shenashir rasi enav, until his eyelashes fell out. Machar, the next day, kira by Talmidov, the Talmidim saw that she was crying and preventing Rabbi Gamliel from getting a good night's sleep, says the Gemara, and Vaitzim Mishchenosa. And the way the Mashra explains the Gemara, when she would cry at night, so that would cause Rabbi Gamliel to remember the Churban Habayis, and that would cause him to cry and not be able to sleep. And there's interesting Shaila that the Chushukei Chemed says that there was a couple that was suffering, the couple that had a child that would cry during the night and not let the neighbors sleep. And the question is, can the neighbors force this neighbor to remove the child from the neighborhood, or can they not force them? Says the Rivash, the Rama in Siman Kuf Nun Vav in Chayshim Mishpat, Sif Beis quotes a Rivash. He says that if somebody has an unusual situation in one home, then we could he could have a claim to his neighbors. So the way Chazon Ish explains, children cry at night. So if the child is crying in a normal fashion, then that's the way children are. But if it's excessive, then you can't do anything. And what about our Gemara? So he says that we see that they forced him out. If it's normal that a woman lost a child cries, how could they have pushed her out? So he says one answer he suggests is because her Gamaliel was a Nasi. And when we're speaking about a Nasi, it's a whole different situation. That's one pshat that he suggests. The other pshat that he suggests is because that what happened, they didn't force her out. They told her, you know, your crying is affecting Rav Gamliel, who's the Nasi, and Rav Gamliel, the Nasi, needs to get his rest to be able to do what he has to do. Says the word of the Masa Alechia, continuing the Pasuk in Eicha, the tears are on her cheek. It's the same as a woman who lost her first husband. Shenemi Eli b'sulach agar sak abal nureh. Hayitzarel roish amarava amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol meitzah Yisrael, whoever causes problems for Klal Yisrael, Nasarosh will ultimately get into a high position. Shenema kiloy mo'uf la'ashem mutzuk lo keisarishit aikil atzu zvulu v'atzu naftali v'achron hich b'derech hayom ova yad and golol ha'goyim amarav amarav yachran. We see from here that Klal Meitzel Yisrael such energy that to go through the whole world Klal Meitzel Yisrael ain't ayiv. Loy aleichem kol every derech amarav amarav yachran b'kan l'kublonim in ha'tayra. Somebody who reports the tzaras to other people says that the way he's supposed to mention that he's suffering, he's supposed to say that I am unfortunately suffering, but he should say loyalenu, that you should not suffer, you should not suffer the same way as I am suffering. Kalei rederech amarav amram amarav asuni ka'ivri aldas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Navi says asuni ka'ivri aldas HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them into fire. Dealing b'stoyim k'siv Hashem himta al sodoyim v'b'shalayim ashiv v'marim shalach esh b'atzmoysev yiridena. Just like stoyim was punished with fire, so too they. V'k'siv v'yigdal avoyin ad s'ami m'chata sodoyim s'zmer v'chim ha'sodovim yesh b'dover, that they do sins that were greater than stoyim. Amar Rav Yechon midaseir v'shalayim shalayis b'stoyim dealing b'stoyim k'siv hine zeh yoyim avoyin stoyim achoyseich goyin shivas Lachem, v'yaranim v'avirim lechziko. They had no pity on anyone else. V'ilu b'shalayim k'siv, yodim nashim rachmanis b'shalu yideim. Even if they had to eat their children or do it, they didn't do it. They didn't do it. They did it with rachmanis. Shal kalaberei Hashem b'kibi, kadim shem l'chaveroi, nifsel matbei loy. The money says, my money is useful. Everything that I have is useless. Potzolai p'im kolayvayich. Amarava amar Rav Yochanan. B'shvil ma hegdim pay. What is the pasuk? It's all in the alibis, but the pay comes before the ayin. Why was that? B'shvil maraglim shamar p'im. They said pay represents the peh, and ayin represents the ayin. They said what they didn't see. Oichli ami oichlechem Hashem loikaru. Amar Rava Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol oichem alachem sheyisrael. Whoever eats from the bread of Klal Yisrael, toim tam lechem. V'sheina oichem alachem sheyisrael, ena toim lechem. There's a special quality to the bread of Klal Yisrael that nobody else has that special quality. Says the Gemara further, Hashem loikaru Rav Amar Eila Dayanim, that they Dayanim who were dishonest in the Din Tyrus were the people that were considered Hashem loikaru, that they got punished. Shmuel Amar Eila Malamde Tinoikus, that didn't teach the children properly. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah mentions all those that don't have, which people don't have a shear in Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, Mi Monam, who mentioned these people? Rav Ashi, they're mentioned by the Anshei Knesset Agdol Monam, who are Nevi'im. Amar Yudam Rav, Bikshu Oid Limnus Echad, they want to include Shloima Melech as a person that doesn't have a shear in Olam Haba. Obad the Musta Yukna Shalaviv, and his father appeared, the Nishtat Chalafneim, and he begged them that Yishloim should not be included. And Anshei Knesset Gedolah ignored Dovra Melech. Ba Eish ben Hashemayim. There was a fire that came from Shemayim. Lahava Eish b'Safsleim. And burnt their benches, the chairs, that are the same in Shemayim, we don't agree. And still, V'lashgichu Aleah. Yotza Baskol V'omer Lahem. Yuchazisi Ish Mar b'malachta l'fnei melokim yisyatze b'yisyatze l'fnei chashukim. Mi shignim b'yisi l'b'yisoi. Shlomo Melech first built the base of Migdash before he built his own palace. That's why it's called Ish Mar b'malachta. He did what he did properly. V'loyoid el shebesi b'adam b'shevashonim. It took my base of Migdash 7 years. And he did it quickly to get it done. V'es b'yisi b'adam b'shlosh yas rishonah. And his home, it took him 13 years. Lefnei Melachim Yisyatzev, Baal Yisyatz Lefnei Chashukim. He should be together with the kings in Gan Eden, and not with the Rishoyim who are in Gehenim. And they still ignore them. Yatsabaskal Amra, Hamaamachi Shamana Kimastabi Ata Taichavalayani. Is it your decision to actually Knesset Dal to decide who is an Olam Haba? It's my decision who should be in Olam Haba. And then Eliyahu says that we learned before the Abalai Mazaka Barah, that a father can't help a child. And here we see that David HaMelech helped him. So he says, from here we see that what somebody could accomplish with tefillah. And David HaMelech, even though David HaMelech was no longer in this world, still a father for the tefillah, that is a whole different situation. And his tefillah was answered. What, and when the Eliyahu goes on to say, when it says, Ba Esh Min HaShemayim, the Esh Min HaShemayim was the Torah. The Torah that Shlomo HaMelech learned, that we learned that Shlomo HaMelech was such a tremendous Talmud Chacham, that's what was going to save him. But then he goes on to explain that why did the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah ignore the fact that he was such a great Talmud Chacham? Because they said that even though a person could be very great but and be a great Talmud Chacham, if he's not, if he does an Aveira, being a Talmud Chacham won't help him. Says my darshan Shumas Hayomrim, Kulam Olam Laolam Haba. All these people that we're speaking about in Ashir, Ishurim, Yerovim, Achim, Menashe, Achitoifel, Gechzi, and Doig, will end up in Olam Haba. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, Li Gilev, Li Menashe, Befrei Moz Roshi Yehuda Mechaykiki, Moyav Sir Rachzi, Ali Edom Ashlich Nali, Ali Pleshes Yisroi. Li Gilad, that refers to Achov, Shinofel, Baramas Gilad, died in Ramas Gilad. Li Menashe, Kamashmoye, it means Menashe, Efraim Moz Roshi, Ze Yerobim the Kosi Ephraim. It talks about Yerobim who came for Shevet Ephraim. Yehuda Mechaykiki refers to Achim Teufel the Kosi from Yehuda, comes from Shevet Yehuda. Moiv Sirachsi Ze Gechsi Shloka Alechse Rechitza, that Gechsi was the one that wanted that Naaman should be pay him, and because Naaman wanted to reward him because Naaman had taken a bath in the Yardane seven times, that caused the tzaras to go away. Al Edoim Eshlech Nali Zedoyik Adoimi, it refers to Doyik Adoimi. Anal is that it says now Anal, they're going to put on shoes in Gan Eden. Ali Pleshes Royer, Amar Malach Shos Venekash Bach, Rabban Shalom, and Yovin Dovich Argus Plishti, Vahirishes Benecha Gas. That David HaMelech took over the city of Gath and killed Goliath. Mata Oisaloi, what? And now Doeg and Achitofel, who were his arch enemies, you're bringing into Gan Eden. What will you say to David HaMelech? Amalam Alay La Sosin Reim Lazel Zer. Hisroi, I and the Olam Habab will make peace between them. And he says, I saw the Mashal explain, because their sins were primarily Averis Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, Kadosh Baruch Hu can make peace. It says, from here we see the tremendous power of tshuva, that even a person who did such terrible Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the real world, in the Olam HaEmes, could bring them back. Says Esau that the Kozlik of Rav in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi explains this Gemara. What is the definition of Rishumas? Rishumas means a sign that even people have always a Roshan. There's always a sign. There's always something left showing that these people are great people and they should be treated that way and not be thrown into Gehenna. Rather, that they too should be able to come La'olam Haba.